Diego. All right, what's goody? Welcome back to the podcast Basement Sports, your every Saturday podcast recapping Woods Cross basketball and frankly anything else going on in the sports world and anything else I feel like talking about. Yeah, how are we all doing? I hope we're having a good day today. It's a pretty good day. It's a good Saturday morning, the 21st of January 2023. I hope we're all having a good day. Let's just jump straight into it, I guess. No messing around. Last thing I ate, Little Caesar's pizza last night. It was delicious. Not gonna lie, it was very, very delicious after a long day. Very busy yesterday. I had a Woods Cross game, and then I went to my friend's basketball game at his high school. Didn't get any interviews for that, so you're not gonna get any coverage. They lost. They got killed. I'll tell you the score of that game, just because I'm a nice guy. They lost 36-52. They are not a good basketball team at all. But that's not the point. We're not here to talk about bad basketball. We're here to talk about good basketball. And good basketball is Woods Cross High School basketball. They had two games this week on Wednesday and on Friday. One Wednesday, they played their rival Bountiful. And on Friday, they played another region game known as Northridge. They're all right. They're not very good. Woods Cross beat Bountiful by a final score of 66-52. And this is the fourth time in a row they've beat Bountiful, stretching back to last year where they beat them three times, once at home, once on the road, and another time at home in a playoff game. What I was kind of going into this game, they were 10-3 going into this game off of 1-0 in region play, against coming off a nice win against Box Elder, but buzzer beating game winning block by Mason, game winning layup with 14 seconds left by Alex Bray. If you want a recap of that game, previous episode, it's great. Bountiful's coming off a good win against Viewmont. Viewmont's all right this year. They're supposed to be pretty good, and 5-7 overall, 1-0 region play, and Jackson had a really good game against Box Elder. I was looking in this game to keep it going. And then Mason was coming off a bad game. He had 11 points, game-winning block, but 11 points, didn't shoot too well. And like I said, we were looking to beat him for the fourth time. We obviously did. And then Brody had a great game, and I was wondering if he was going to get more minutes. And then what I noticed right before tip is Mason had some tape on his left hand. I don't know what that was about. I forgot to ask him about that when I interviewed him after. And then it was a slow start for us. It was very, very, very slow. They jumped out to a 9-0 lead. Bountiful did. It was not very good. Yeah, we struggled a little bit at the start. And one thing I noticed about Bountiful is their offense was really explosive, but their defense was really bad. It's kind of like the Jazz, how they are this year. Like, they have a really explosive offense, great offense, but their defense is just terrible, and they're not going to score at all. They're not going to stop you from scoring at all. And Mason came into this game, I think he came in really motivated. Cade took an early three. He missed it. Jackson started off 0 for 2. He started 0 for 3, but then he hit a shot at the buzzer. And then at the end of the first quarter, Bountiful was up 15-13. So, like, I don't know what was up with that, just because I don't know what happened, because we were supposed to win. You know, we were supposed to be a great team. You know, we're supposed to be this great Woods Cross, mighty Woods Cross basketball team who's supposed to win, you know. And frankly, I'll give you the scoring recap of every quarter. We ended up winning, of course, 66-52. Great game. Fun game. We were down 15-12, pardon me, at the end of one. And then the second quarter, we were really slow. We had to pick it up. We started to pick it up towards the end. Alex missed a three. He was kind of slow. all game. He didn't have a great game this game. He missed a three, Cade put it back. Jackson hit another three. He's 2 for 5 at this point with 6. Alex drove and foul, and he didn't get he missed both free throws. Not very good. Mason hit his signature post fader fade wherever he wants to be. He can get the shot anytime. And that was his fourth right there. Brody came in with 5:20 left. Bountiful missed both of those free throws. Ball don't lie, I guess. And then Jackson missed a layup. Surprise. Bountiful got a shot clock violation. Brody took a three, and he missed it. It almost went down, though. And then Hunter Jackson, when he came in, he hit a layup. We were up 21-19 at this point. So we were doing good. We were doing great. Bountiful fouled us. Soup missed a shot. Bountiful hit a jumper. 23-21. I missed some stuff. Oh, well. 23-21 at this point. Bountiful's up. Cade and Brody both go out. Yeah, at the 148 mark. Brody and H. Hunter, went out. AB missed again. Bountiful fouled. Cade laid it up. And it was at, it was 23-23. And Alex was struggling. Bountiful hit another three, and Jackson missed at the buzzer. And at halftime, he was 2 for 7 with 6 points. At half, we were down 26-23. Again, down at halftime. I was looking again for a signature Woods Cross third quarter. Seems like a really cliche, like what we're looking for is, oh, we're always looking for these big Woods Cross third quarters, and they haven't been coming. Like, especially in the last game where I believe like they only scored like 6 points or something in the third, 6 or 7. I have no idea. I don't know what happens, but we ended up, and the players they talked about, like what happened, like what coach said at half. Because, oh my, the third quarter was explosive. Mason has 6 points at this point, and he came out after Bountiful missed. He immediately hit a jumper. Bountiful hit a layup. Jackson missed. Mason hit a jumper. Mason got a steal, laid it up, and then he's at 12. The press, we put the press on, and we ended up taking it away a couple minutes later. Alex got played good defense. Jackson made a shot, 3 for 9 now, 8 points. And Bountiful had to call a timeout, and we were up 31-30. Fast start, fast start. Bountiful forced a jump ball, which is Woods Cross ball now. Jackson missed again, 3 for 10, 8 points. Fouled on board. Alex did. Alex was fouled on board. He made both, and then he got a block. We missed it on the other end. Alex forced another jump ball, Bountiful ball this time. Mason hit a fade, 14. He's up to 14 at this point. And then Bountiful hit a three. Then Jackson missed again, 3 for 11, 8 points. Mason steal and got fouled in transition. Not on shots, just regular foul. Alex cut well. Again, he finally hit his first bucket. And then the best part was when Cade hit a three. And then I asked him about it, and you'll hear that interview. And then he got a steal on the other end. Cade was popping off. So at the end of the third quarter, Mason had 14 points after only having 6. At half, Mason was explosive, and at the three, we were up 46-40. And that, my friends, is I think what I would call a signature Woods Cross third quarter. We got it when we needed it most. We came out of halftime and we scored the ball. In that third quarter, we scored 23 points compared to their just 14. Yeah, it was very good. Fourth quarter, we called timeout with 7:38 left. Mason had a really good pass to Alex that he laid up and in. They turned it over. Mason got an alley-oop, and that was the 16th point. Bountiful took the worst shot known to man, and then we turned it over, and then Bountiful missed, and Alex got a rebound, and Bountiful fouled, and Jackson missed again. Surprise, surprise, 4 for 13. It's 10 points, though, so look at him go. Cade fouled Hunter in for Jackson. At the 5:10 left, Soup missed. We call a timeout with 4:51 left. And at this point, we're up 6, 50-44. We can kind of all start to feel like, hey, if we hang on. Mason hit another fade. That was his 18th. Jackson came back in for Hunter with 4:23 left. Mason drove and fouled. He hit both. He's up to 20. Alex got crossed, frankly. I'm sorry, bud. And he hit the shot on him, too. Mason got fouled on the shot, went back to the line, hit both, 22. Thade, 24. At this point, we're up 58-46. And at that point, I kind of called game. Yeah, Alex had a really nice block at the rim. Cade laid it up. They called the timeout. Bountiful did with 151 left. And we 62-48. Mason missed the three. He got fouled 1-1. And they hit both. Cade hit a layup. Jackson Smith laid it with 5 for 14. And then we called a timeout with Cade hit a layup with the dagger, and then they put a press on. We called a timeout. Yeah, at this point, that was it for me. Mason had 22, not 24, I misspoke. We beat him 66-52. Cade had 17, Alex only had 5, so it wasn't that great of a game for him, but it was still an alright game for Alex. Jackson, he was good, but he wasn't great shooting wise. And I kind of just gave up. I'm giving up on tracking. Oh, Alex had 6. Sorry, my fault. Jackson had 12, 5 of 15, 33% from the field. That's not very good. Mason, a very efficient 22, 9 for 15. But I've given up on tracking Jackson's shooting splits just because now I've realized, okay, this year he's just going to be a very, very inefficient shooter. Because before, I was taking all the time in the world, like, okay, oh, did he make this shot? Was it a three? Was it this? Was it that? Was it this? But I've decided, you know what? I don't need to track his shooting splits just because, hey, it's all like, it's going to be inefficient either way. His most efficient game was either early in the season or it was against Ridgeline, which is a 4A team. So who knows? I'm still going to track like his numbers, like his points, but I'm not going to track his shooting splits anymore just because that's just really inefficient and a waste of time, frankly, in my opinion. I don't want to sit there and say, oh, he missed. Oh, now he's this for this. Oh, he's bad. Will he get back on track? No, he's never going to get back on track. They came out of this game 11-3, and that's when I realized, okay, they are 14 games into the season. He's never going to get back on track if he ever was on track. He's never going to be an efficient scorer if he keeps pulling from 25 feet. So, yeah, I'm not tracking that anymore. But great thing, we beat Bountiful. That's all we were worried about going into this game. Beat Bountiful, fourth time in a row. Felt great. The student section was crazy. It was a whiteout. Bountiful student section, it came in trickles. It was all right, you know? But we overpowered them. They had the first half, but really came down to the second half. We outscored them in the fourth quarter 20-12. So that's fun. Yeah, Brody played a little bit, but he didn't score. Sad Brody. He got a field goal. He went 0-for-1 with a 3. That's good. But yeah, I got a couple interviews. I got interviews from Alex, Cade, and Mason. Take a quick listen to those. Very good interviews.
I'm here with Cade. Cade, 17 points, second leading scorer on the team. Walk me through that three you hit.
Bro, hey, they left me wide open. They were just sitting in the paint. My coach told me to shoot it, and I had confidence, and I banged it out.
You know what? I can respect that. Big man, not shooting many threes, but you decided to hit it. Brody took after you and decided to shoot a three of his own.
Almost went in.
It did almost.
He's shooting practice. They don't know. The bigs can shoot it.
For real. Down at half, what did coach say to you guys?
We knew we just kind of came out slow, down by 3 points. We were playing a little bit of selfish basketball. So I think that second half, you could see everyone being unselfish, making the right play, and we just got easy buckets.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate you, bro.
I'm here with Alex Bray. Alex, how does it feel to beat Bountiful for the fourth time in a row?
Man, it obviously feels great, but it was a tough win. We had to grind it out, but we knew that was going to come.
At halftime, you guys were down. What did coach say to you guys at half?
You know, we were definitely just playing selfish ball, not swinging it, and we weren't getting the stops that we thought we should be getting. So, you know, we felt like we could improve on both sides of the floors. And so if we could get a stop, we know we could get a bucket. So, yeah, he was talking about getting stops leading into offense.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
I'm here with Mason. Mason, you beat Bountiful for the fourth time in a row. How does that feel?
It feels awesome. Struggled in the first half, but came back in the second half and had one heck of a game and were able to put together a pretty dominant win over those guys, so it was fun.
At halftime, you only had around 11 points, 12 points. You come out, you have finished the third, and you have 20 points. What did you do to get yourself to score?
I just got myself going. I said it was time to get going and just help my team win and do what I could to win, and I kind of just got my rhythm going and was able to knock down some shots and help us build that lead.
Down three at half, what did coach say?
Coaches said, we're not playing our style of ball. We're not really locked in right now. Let's just lock in, focus, and we did that and came out with a W.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, those were those interviews. Thank you very much again to those three guys and just frankly everyone on the team for letting me just hang around them at the games. They're always really nice, though. Say hi, say what's up in the halls, whatever. Very insightful interviews. They all basically said around the same thing for what Coach said. Mason and Alex, they all said the same thing, basically. Coach said, you're not playing our ball, and we need to do that. They ended up doing that, and again, ended up winning by a lot. They ended up winning, well, not necessarily by a lot. They ended up winning 66-52. Yeah, 14 points, that's a lot. Then they had a game against Northridge last night. I went to that. Northridge isn't very good. They were 5-8 going to this game, left 5-9. On a 5-game losing streak, ended on a 6-game losing streak. Woods Cross, 5-game winning streak, 6-game winning streak. 82-70. It was very high scoring. If you like offense, then this game was for you indeed. This game was... I wasn't really scared. I don't think anyone in the building was scared. I don't think the team was scared. We were 2-0 in region first place, and they were 0-2 in region. And then, will Caden Brody shoot any more threes today? They didn't. Spoiler alert. They didn't shoot any threes. It was our same five. Mason and I've also determined he's just going to be our jump ball guy just because he is him. We won the tip against a really big center and Soup immediately hit a three. And then we all of a sudden started to run the press. The press kind of disappeared after Clearfield getting ready for American Fork. But, I don't know. I don't know what happened. I forgot to ask him about it. But, yeah, Mason won the tip. Soup hit a three. Press, Mason fouled in one, has three. Northridge foul. Cade had a nice drop step. And then Northridge hit a three. We were up 8-0. It was an 8-0 run. Then they hit a three. And that was something I would notice throughout the entire game is Northridge hitting threes. Northridge is a very good three-point shooting team, I learned after this game. They hit lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of threes. We turned it over. And then... yeah, then they laid it up, and they tied it at 8. Jackson hit a 3. Cade hit a layup. Northridge hit a jumper. Soup missed. And then Northridge hit another 3 to tie it at 13. We called a timeout, 3:26, talk it over. We got to stay consistent, I feel like, was what I was thinking. Like, hey, we got to stay consistent. We can't get lazy. We can't let this team beat us. We're better than them. We should beat them every day. Mason finally hit a bucket. Northridge, guess what? Hit another 3. We were losing. I don't know why. Why should we be losing to Northridge? Why? Soup layup, Northridge layup, and then Soup hit a 3. That was his 8th. AB sold. He missed a layup. I'll come to the thing. He had a rough game. Northridge layup. Mason layup had 7 in the first quarter right now. Had 9 in the first quarter. End of one. Woods Cross was up 24-20, which was good. Mason had 9. Soup had 8. Cade had 4, Jackson with 3. That was the makeup of the whole scoring. We got to stay focused. We allowed to lock in. Northridge missed. Soup hit a 3. That was his 11th. Turnover off press. Alex finally scored. Mason steal and layup. That was his 11th. And I could really tell at that point Mason was just going to put his head down and score for the rest of the game. It was 31-20. We had 11-point lead. They called timeout, 6:33 left. A really, really bad travel. refs were, I'm going to say it right now. If any of the refs are listening, RIP to me, you can't find me. The refs sucked in this game. They were not good at all. Northridge missed. Mason got fouled and end one, made it. It's up to 14. Northridge hit a jumper. Jackson hit a three. He was actually pretty efficient in this game. The one game when I finally decided, hey, I'm not going to track his numbers. I'm not going to track his shooting splits because he's just inefficient. He's pretty efficient. I don't know why. He's up to six now. Northridge hit three. Turnover. Woods cross. Hunter came in. Soup went out. 4:16 left. Alex had great D. Cade with the block. Soup and Alex out. He didn't have solid D. He sold. Sorry. He missed a wide open layup. That got him benched. 3:24 left in that quarter. Northridge fouled. Jackson missed. Northridge hit a three. Cade with a post fade. That's his sixth. Good overall team defense. Soup missed. Northridge hit a three. Mason hit a three. That was his 17th. Yeah, it was a lot. And then at the minute six mark left, Alex and Hayden came in. Jackson and Cade out. Kind of went small there. And end of halftime, Northridge hit a three. Woods Cross was up 42-34. So we were looking great. Defense, again, looked shaky. I should have known at that point, hey, we're just going to score a bajillion points and no one's going to stop us. Mason had 17 at half. Alex was off. He was 1 of 3 at half. Soup had 11. Cade looked nice with 6 and a block. And at halftime, I was thinking, okay, we're still going to win. We're still going to win. We did win. We started it with a turnover. But then they missed, and Mason got a layup, but that's his 19th. Alex scored again. That's his 4th. Northridge hit a 3. And then they hit another 3. Back-to-back 3s with 6:04 left. 46-40. Jackson hit a 3. He's at 9. Northridge missed. Mason hit his fade. That's 21. And then that was nearing down the end of the scoring for Mason. Northridge layup. Jackson missed. Hunter in. Jackson out. 4:44. Cade layup, Cade foul, Northridge to the line, they split, Soup missed, and then we went to a zone defense. This surprised me. This surprised me indeed. Zone defense was insane. Northridge missed, Cade got a layup, Northridge foul, Cade another layup, that's 12, and then they hit a 3. That's when I realized our zone defense isn't rotating enough. It still worked very well, don't get me wrong, but not well enough because they had 34 at half and ended up scoring 70. Oh my goodness. Soup layup, 13 for him. Hunter, first points, layup. Northridge turnover. Mason missed. Alex got a technical. Asked him about that, got a good response. Soup in, Jackson out. 25 seconds left. Northridge hit both. Mason steal and dunk. That's his 23rd. And that's all we thought. That's it. Nope. They hit a half court at the buzzer. 63-53. Defense looked better, but not good. And then the fourth quarter came and Mason started getting like triple teamed. North hit a jumper. Then they fouled. Cade foul on shot hit both. Yeah, 14. Jackson got a steal. Really, 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 really bad travel call. Coach was heated over it. But then there was a makeup travel call. But then Jackson wasted the possession by taking a really bad three. He kind of just dribbled up. He's like, hey, I'm open from 25 feet because no one guards 25 feet in high school basketball unless you're like a five-star recruit guaranteed to go to college and don't even need to go to college, you know? So I'll just shoot it from here. And he missed it. Northridge turnover. Mason fouled. Foul on shot. Hit both. 25. We ran the press. Alex got bodied. Yeah. He got bodied. He tried to defend in the post and then he didn't. Northridge layup. Cade missed. That point went back to man. Northwood hit three. Hunter Jackson with the layup. We fouled. Supin K'd out. 4:15. Monster block by Alex. He knew it was a block. Everyone in this arena knew it was a block. The student section was going crazy. But the dumb refs called it a foul. It wasn't a foul. We all knew it wasn't a foul. They made both. Jackson hit a three. Northridge layup. Mason just took the ball away and it was called a jump. Caden Hunter out. Soup got fouled on the shot. Hit both. 15. Northridge timeout. Jackson Smith missed again. Surprise, surprise. Northridge three. Then they called. Then they turned it over with 2:16. Alex hit a jumper. Alex steal. Jackson layup. That's his 11th. Northridge foul. Soup for 1-1 hits both. And then we kind of, that we played the free throw game, frankly. It was 80-67 at this point. Northridge 1-1 on a bad block call. It was a charge. Jackson took the charge. It was called a block. These refs sucked. They called timeout 48 seconds. Alex to the line, hits both with 8. Soup fouled, misses it. Game 82-70. Mason with 25. Alex was all right with 8. Didn't shoot very well. Got a tactical foul. Monster block. Soup with 17. Cade with 14 and a block. So that's just that quick game summary. But overall, we proved that we can score when we need. We can score whenever. Is it just because Northridge is a really bad defensive team like Bountiful, like even worse than Bountiful? Potentially. But we were able to, like, they, again, it was to Northridge's detriment that, hey, we can score a bajillion points, but we can't stop anyone. And we ended up proving that true and exposing them, and we ended up winning, again, 82-70. 82 points. That is, I'll go to the college scoreboard right now, and I'll find games that didn't score as many points as this Woods Cross High School basketball game. Give me a minute. Hold on. Yeah, right now. 4:29 left in the second half. Duke 64, Miami 60. Holy cow. Lots of games going on right now. 6:48 left. Grover Town 67, Xavier 83. That'll get there. That'll beat us. 8:33 left. Ole Miss 39, Arkansas 55. So, like, last night, there was games last night, right? All right. You ready? St. Peter's versus Marist, 61-57. Not as many points. Cashinus versus Fairfield, 67-58. Villanova, well-known program, versus St. John's, 57-49. Like, New Mexico State, Boise, 81-79. Okay, that was a really high-scoring game. I don't know why I called that one out. But, yeah, we scored a bunch of points, and we allowed a bunch of points, and we need to clean up the defense then, I guess. Is it maybe just because they're an insanely good three-point shooter team? Maybe. Or is it because our defense sucked? I think it's the former. I think it's because they're a great three-point shooting team, and we allowed them to get hot, leading to a closer game than it should have been. It frankly should have been 82-64, 62-ish. We should have beaten by 20. We should have killed them. I did get a couple of interviews after the game. They did take a long time getting out of the locker room. So long, I had to get escorted out of the gym by I was told to get out of the gym by the police officer. He's pretty cool. Sean's really cool. Shout out to Sean if he's listening. Yeah, listen to those two quick interviews.
I'm here with Alex Bray. Alex, it was a tougher night, only 8 points. That SWAT, it was called a foul. Everyone and their mom knows that was not a foul. What do you have to say to that ref? I'm pretty sure he won't hear.
You know what? Forget about it. Forget about it. We won the game. You know, I don't want to have any bad beef with any refs. I want all the good calls, so forget about it.
What's with that technical foul?
That was not me. That was Will Campbell. You know, I behave on the court. Will, he needs to check his behavior.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bro.
I'm here with Mason. Mason, 25 points. Overall, the team's offense today was really explosive, 82. What really went well?
Offensively, we just played as a team today, played together, got good shots, took the open look, and came out with the dub, so that was good.
Defensively, you struggled, giving up 70 points. Usually, if you give up 70 in a game, you're most likely going to lose. What do you guys got to do to clean it up?
They shot the ball really well from three tonight, which was not what we were expecting, but we're just going to lock in and work on our pack line defense that we run and close out a little harder on the shooters next time.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you again to those two. That's the second time I shouted them out, but that's okay. They deserve all of it. Yeah. Thanks to those guys. There's going to be another, there's another game coming up on Wednesday at Viewmont. You should all go to that game. And then Wednesday the 25th and then Friday the 27th against Bonneville High School at home. I'll get you coverage and interviews for those games. And then I'm running out of time here. I'll just give you a quick NFL playoff prediction. Jags and Chiefs today at 2:30. I'm going to go Jaguars and Giants Eagles today at 6:15. Give me the Eagles. Bills Bengals. Give me the Bill. Oh, that's a fun rematch of Monday night. Damar Hamlin. He's doing really good. He's in the facilities again. Give me the Bengals. And then Cowboys, 49ers. Give me the 49ers. The Bills and Niners games, those are all tomorrow night. First two I named tonight. But yeah, that'll do it. I'll be right back at you guys again next Saturday. And I hope you guys all enjoy your week. Talk to y'all later. Peace.